And on Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about bowling here in Lenawee County. And I'm happy to have on the program with me the president of the Lenawee County USBC, Stephanie McGowan. Stephanie, welcome into the program.
Thank you.
It's good to have you with us. Let's talk a little bit about what the Lenawee County Bowling Association is.
Well, we govern a bowling association in Lenawee County and the sanctioned bowlers in the leagues.
And how many leagues are there normally in the county, Stephanie?
Oh, goodness, that I don't know offhand, but we are up to 5 bowling alleys in Lenawee County now. There's a new one in Morenci and a new one in Westfield.
Yeah, yeah. I know with a lot of the pandemic that a lot of people were not able to bowl and maybe have dropped out of the leagues, but you're encouraging the people to kind of take it back up again, right, Stephanie?
Yeah, yeah. USBC is doing a big push on welcome back bowlers and trying to get the bowlers from past years to reconsider joining their leagues again now that everything is open and leagues will be starting up here at the beginning of September.
And those who may not have been part of a league then might be interested saying, now, you know, maybe I've got a little bit more, you know, interest in bowling now. How can they do that, Stephanie?
Well, they can call any of the bowling centers in Adrian and Tecumseh and Hudson and also the Morenci and the New Blissfield one. Or they can go to our website, which is Lenawee County USBC, and there is a link to each of the bowling centers on our front homepage that will direct them to either the websites or the Facebook pages.
And the thing is that, you know, bowling is such an enjoyable sport, Stephanie. And, you know, the thing is that with people being able to get back together again, it's a great way to, you know, get with different people and to be in that league and to really enjoy some great recreation, plus some physical activity at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. It's probably one of the few sports where, like, anybody age 8 to 80 or, you know, ability, agility can play the same game together. It's a great family outing. All of our bowling centers have great youth programs for Saturday mornings with coaches, and it's just a great family sport to get involved in all levels, actually.
And, you know, and it's a great, you know, family time to be able to get together with the family, too, isn't it, Stephanie?
Absolutely, yes, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, it's something that you can play year-round, regardless what the weather is outside.
That is true. You know, even with some of the more recent hot weather we've had, hot and humid weather, you can be able to do that in the bowling alleys that are air-conditioned.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's really important for those people who were part of the leagues to get back to those leagues, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It definitely helps, you know, keep the centers open, keep the jobs, and it's just a great way to connect with other people, and it's just a really great community. The bowling community, bowling families are just, you know, they're great people, I have to say.
Now, well, being the president of the Lenawee County USBC, yeah, you would have to.
Definitely,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, and the thing is that it's so neat to when you get into the, you know, into the leagues and get into the tournaments, that's really a lot of friendly competition that's going on.
Yes, yes, we try. We try to, we have a few tournaments, which we always list on our website also. There's tournaments coming up here in the fall. And we have them in the spring also at the different – we try to rotate them, so they're mm-hmm. in different places every year.
And, you know, when you get right down to it, you know, bowling is not that expensive of a sport to participate in, is it?
No, it's how expensive you want to make it.
Yeah, yeah, actually. So, yeah. So, I mean, it would be a great way to be able to look into and something to see if you might be willing to be able to participate in, especially, as we mentioned once again, the fact that those who were in leagues earlier, before the pandemic, if they would consider coming back and joining up again, Stephanie.
Yes, yes, definitely. Also the youth. I mean, if you have a child who, you know, just isn't into the normal school sport type of thing, of group sports or whatever, bowling is great for, you know, that niche of kids that are looking for something different to do.
And bowling has really started once again to gain popularity, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, yes, it is. It's starting to come back around again, for sure.
Well, especially like you said, with, you know, some high schools offering bowling as a sport, you know, and there might be something like you said to get the young people involved in to do as a school sporting activity, and then maybe carrying that on into adult life.
Oh yeah, we find that the youth bowlers bring their parents, and the parents start bowling, and. You know, it's just, you know, one thing leads to another. We have coaches, mostly high school and some college coaches that are usually at our Saturday morning programs, you know, helping out the kids, teaching them the fundamentals and the proper way to bowl, you know, etiquette-wise and stuff.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And some of the ins and outs about, you know, about the sport itself, right, Stephanie?
Yep, definitely.
Anything else about, you know, encouraging people to take up bowling, Stephanie?
No, I mean, if they're interested, you know, in anything to do with any of the bowling centers, I definitely encourage them to go to our website and view just, you know, our tournaments and the different centers and what they have to offer. And just, you know, who we are and what we are overall.
Yeah. All right. The website, once again, Stephanie, is?
LenawayCountyUSBC.com.
All right. And your email address is?
LenawayUSBC@gmail.com.
Okay. LenawayUSBC@gmail.com. That's for the email.
Yep.
And the website, once again, LenawayCountyUSBC.com.
Yep.
Excellent. Stephanie, thank you so much for being on the program with us, and we really appreciate it. And let's see if we can get some more people signed up to do some bowling here in Lenawee County.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Stephanie. Stephanie McGowan, who is the president of the Lenawee County USBC, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.